This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Master and Creator, the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Most Perfect. We bear witness that there is absolutely no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah exclusively alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger, sent as a peace and mercy and a messenger to all of mankind until the end of time. May Allah shower him with peace and mercy and blessings, and his family and his companions, and all of those who follow his tradition until the day of judgment. We must remind ourselves to renew our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask ourselves, are we fully aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of our thoughts, statements, and actions at all times? Let us heed this reminder of taqwa as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do so. And make sure that the angel of death does not come upon you except that you are in a state of submitting to Allah, doing what is pleasing to Him and staying away from what is displeasing. In our weekly Wednesday night class this past week, we shared a beautiful story. By the way, if you did not know, we have a wonderful class on Wednesday nights. You are all welcome to join. The Prophet ﷺ received a guest. A man came to him and he was in a situation of need. He was hungry. And he said, "Will you please host me?" And the Prophet ﷺ sent a message to the members of his household. "Can we get anything for this gentleman?" And they responded that we don't have anything in our house except water. So he said, go to the next household. The Prophet ﷺ had several households. And each time the response came exactly the same. "We have nothing to eat in this house, under this roof, we just have some water." These are the households of who? Of the Messenger Muhammad ﷺ. When we enter our kitchens and our homes, and we notice how much there is, how much goodness there is, do we stop and reflect and think about our Messenger, who is far better than any other creation who walked this earth, did not have one-tenth of this? Or perhaps we're just so caught in the motions, we never stop to think about that. In any case, the Prophet ﷺ did not have anything to serve and honor this guest with. And so he called upon the companions, "I have a guest. Who can take care of the needs of this guest?" And one of the men from the Ansar, one of the residents of Medina, said, "I will handle it. I will take care of it, O Messenger of Allah." And so he took the hand of this guest, of this traveler, and he took him to his house. And he entered his house and he told his wife, "What do we have? I have brought the guest of Rasulullah, the guest of the Messenger of Allah. Can we put something together and give it to him, please?" And she responded and she said, "All I have left is what we were keeping aside to feed our children, our babies, before putting them to bed. Even you and me, oh my husband, we don't even have anything to eat tonight. We are going to sacrifice our dinner so that our children can have something to eat. That's all that remains." If that food was her share, she probably wouldn't have even mentioned that. She would have said, "Here, we got a little bit of food, take it." But this is the care and the concern that a parent and a mother especially has for their children. So the man said, "No problem." And they came up with a plot. They came up with a plot. That they would dim their lights. And that they would put their children to sleep. Put them to sleep. coax them, and do whatever needs to be done to put them to sleep. No dinner tonight. And we will dim the lights on our side of the house, and we will brighten the light on the side of the guest. And we will give him whatever remaining food we have, and we will pretend to eat. So that he doesn't feel awkward. So he doesn't feel left out. So that he doesn't feel that he has burdened us. We want him to be completely comfortable. And we'll pretend to eat. There's nothing for us to eat. We'll pretend. And we will carry on like that, and we'll go to sleep hungry. And that is exactly what they did. They went to sleep that night hungry. And the next day, they came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Messenger of Allah welcomed them with a big smile, and with amazement, and with wonder, and with happiness. And he said, Allah, your Lord and Master and Creator from above seven heavens has seen what you did last night. And Allah laughed. ضحكَ, the Prophet ﷺ said. Or another narration, عجيبَ. Allah was amazed by what you did last night with your guest. Meaning, you made Allah very happy with your action. What is it that they did? Some may say they were generous. And we talk about generosity a lot. And kindness. And sadaqah. And charity. And giving. But generosity is on levels. Maratib. There are different levels. And our conversation today is of the highest level of generosity. They call it al-ithar. Al-ithar. You see, if a person has a lot to give, and they give some of it, that's not ithar. They're generous. Thank you. They will be rewarded. But when a person prefers someone else at their own expense, that is ithar. That is taking generosity to a whole nother level. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in Surah Al-Hashr pertaining to this event. And Allah described these believers, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They prefer others over themselves, even though they have a need. Even though they are in a situation of need. They needed that food. Their kids needed that food. But they preferred someone else over themselves. That's taking kindness. That's taking generosity. That's taking sakha, wal-karam, wal-jood to a whole another level. This topic of ithar, the scholars commented on it extensively. The scholar known as Ibn al-Qayyim, he categorized it into two categories. He said the first type of ithar is that you prefer what is pleasing to Allah over what is pleasing to yourself at the expense of your desires. That's the first level. Meaning, I have now found myself at a crossroad. I am commanded by Allah and His Messenger to do X. But my desires and my wishes and my whims and my feelings at the moment are pushing me in the direction of Y. So to prefer and to put first and to make a priority what is pleasing to Allah over what is for my own seemingly benefit. مصلحة متوهمة. It's a seeming benefit. It seems to me now that it's a benefit. But that which is with Allah is far greater and far better. That is the first type of ithar. So for example, when we are called to help in some way. And let us not think of generosity and ithar and help always in financial means or always in material means. That's one type. But there's also other forms as well that are not tangible. For example, time. Time. It's the most valuable thing that any one of us have. And it's always diminishing. It's a commodity that you have that is constantly diminishing. It's never going up. It's only going to get less and less, the amount of time that we have. If we want to use a portion of time or amount of time for something that is fulfilling our desires, something that is entertaining or fun or relaxing. But we are being called, we are being encouraged, we are being asked to devote some of this time to something which is far greater, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, someone that you know that is ill. You just go and spend some time with them. Someone that is lonely. You go and keep them company for some time. It might be boring to you, but it's preferring someone else and something greater and the reward with Allah over what I have. And the second type of ithar, the second category of ithar of preference, is dealing with individuals, relationships, and dealings between people. When you prefer the needs of someone else over your own, and you take an expense, you take a hit because of that. There is some amount of sacrifice that has to take place. Imam al-Ghazali says that ithar is the highest level of sakha. It's the highest level of generosity. Generosity is upon levels, and the highest level is ithar. You are willing to have some kind of loss. You are willing to have an expense. A lot of our problems that happen between people, they are a result of selfishness and being very self-centered and narcissism. Being so consumed with me and I and mine and my accomplishments. A lot of times there is friction between people and we end up with big problems because of this demeanor or this attitude. And the cure for this is ithar. That it's not about me. We can sacrifice me. I can sacrifice my needs and my wants for you. I can do that. And that exercise, the more we practice it, the more that there will be an actual sense of community. We like to throw this word around, community. But what sacrifice have we done for someone else on an individual basis? And it doesn't need to be public. Not every good deed we do has to be known. On the contrary, the deeds that are kept between you and Allah, they will have a very high and special reward on the Day of Judgment. Not everything that is out in the open is all that we should be spending our time with. But as the scholar Ibn Qayyim said, have a secret between you and Allah. Have some sacrifice that you are doing for the benefit of others. That is just between you and Allah. I am reminded of a story of one of our teachers in Medina who informed us of a man, one of his teachers, who is a great scholar, someone of high status, who is famous and known. But what he would do is at night, when most people are sleeping, and most lights are dimmed, and most streets are empty, it was at that time when he would go out and cover his face so as not to be identified, actually making an effort to be hidden. Nowadays, we do the opposite. We make an effort to be seen. Especially with social media, we want to share everything with everyone, with the whole world. But scholars, they are doing good deeds and they are making an effort to hide themselves. Big difference between the two. He would cover his face and take food and provisions and needs and put them in front of the doorstep of households of families that were poor and needy. So they wake up in the morning and they find what they need there. Perhaps they went to sleep the previous night not knowing, are we going to have anything to eat tomorrow or not? But they wake up in the morning and they found this. They don't know who put it there. They don't know where it came from. They thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have no individual or person after that to thank. They don't know. And the only way that it was identified, the only way we are able to talk about this story now, and we know who it was because all of that stopped when he died. When this individual passed away, all the poor people in the neighborhood woke up and they didn't find anything in front of their doors. That's ithar, making a sacrifice and doing it with concealment, covering, and keeping it a secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to manifest the highest levels of character and the highest virtues, the characters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. Wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un. وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إيثار, the highest level and form of generosity, is something that we practice with regards to the affairs of this dunya, of this life. But when it comes to acts of worship, when it comes to acts of worship fulfilling commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not something that we prefer others over. That is something that we race for. And this is an interesting distinction that the scholars make. That when it comes to my time, or my wealth, or my wants, or my desires, I can sacrifice that and prefer someone else over me. But when it comes to fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not prefer anyone else or even myself over the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to be very careful about that. Because a lot of times we are practicing ithar the other way around. We are preferring what people think of us. And we would rather hold to high esteem the opinion that people have of us and our status over doing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So perhaps we may have some shortcomings in the practice of our perfect deen, so that we can make others happy. And that is not a form of ithar that is acceptable. When it comes to our commandments, and when it comes to fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated us to do, we don't prefer anyone or anything over that. But when it comes to our resources, and our time, and our abilities, we should be willing to sacrifice from time to time, and come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expecting reward from Him. How do we train ourselves to have this characteristic of ithar, this level of generosity that is so high and so virtuous? There are a few steps. First of all, we need to get into the habit, and we need to make more common the discussion of akhlaq amongst us, of manners and virtues. Let us not be satisfied with having a manifestation of Islam. Let us not be satisfied with practicing our religion on the outside only, on the surface. That's very shallow. So we do things that others can see on the outside. But what about our manners and our character and our dealings? Is this not a huge aspect of our religion? It is, definitely. And it is one that's been neglected. It's been neglected. I'll give you a humorous example. One of our teachers, when speaking about ithar, he said, ithar, this is something perhaps some of you as well as I really need to work on. He said, you want to see ithar? You really can practice it on the road when you're driving. It's the cure to road rage. When somebody cuts you off and you got that burning feeling, I got to get in front. Or when the light turns green and I got to go right away. Or why should I let someone else turn before me? No, I got to go first. The cure for that, that's silly. You might smile or laugh at that and say, yeah, that just happens on the road. You honk your horn and the day passes. No big deal, no harm, no foul. But it's a microcosm of a bigger disease that we need to cure and treat in our hearts. That we're not willing to prefer someone else over us. And so the maqam, the station when it comes to driving is ithar. Prefer others over yourself. And that's something that perhaps a few of us here need to work on, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we need to make, we need to hold to high level these akhlaq and these manners and these characteristics. They're important and they matter, but we've forgotten about them. Let us discuss them amongst us more often, and let us try and push one another to have higher virtues and higher characteristics and higher manners. Secondly, always be concerned and thinking about the rights of others. And do not be consumed with always your rights. But when you think of the huquq, when you think of what you are owed to what others, what you owe to others, you will always think about others before yourself. And you will begin to treat this bug and this disease of selfishness. And last, and certainly not least, let us remain close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always making dua to Him. And let us study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why I began with the story that we shared in our Wednesday night class, when we talk about the dealings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with others. It is by way of studying these stories and these narrations that we will have practical examples to follow and implement in our lives. Before we conclude, we have a special program tonight for the FFN program, the Friday Family Night program, which begins after Isha. We pray Isha at 7:30. And tonight's program is going to be an interesting discussion. The title of it is high school a waste of time? Interesting question that there will be different responses to. Many students now and many families are encouraging their children to take examinations and leave high school early. Is this an academically wise decision? Many of you here have children, or you may have in the future. May Allah bless you all with goodness. So this will be an important discussion for you to listen and hear and make the best decision for your children, for your family. Also, IIOC, along with Minaret Academy, will be having a spring break Umrah trip with Sheikh Muhammad Faqih and Dr. Ahmed Subh. And that will be from April 1st to April 8th. And lastly, Salatul Asr will be changing in terms of the timing starting from this Sunday. It will be at 3:45 p.m. inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to follow the sunnah of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us and allow us to listen and hear and understand these characteristics and virtues and morals. And may Allah give us the tawfiq and the success to implement them into our lives. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. We beg Allah to give us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and to protect us from the torment and punishment of the hellfire. عباد الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم. Make mention of Allah, He will make mention of you. واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. Be grateful to Allah, He will increase you. ولذكر الله أكبر. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah is fully aware of what you do. أقيم الصلاة.